First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to my to jail. What they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means my right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. If he's my for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a right? But the only difference is it's not a right? It's clean. The person is decent. And the person knows that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, we straight. That's it.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's where food comes out. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good 1-2 punch there.
I was telling Mike I had the most awkward moment on the airplane on the way down to Clemson. Let me give him a call 100, and I'll start with that. Let me get my wife on the phone about find out what I can and what I can't say about our weekend in South Carolina.
Down in Tigerland.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend, and hi, what's your name?
My name is Richard.
Hey, Dick, where are you from?
I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
You have won the Blockbuster prize pack. Now, this is a great prize from Blockbuster, and maybe our longest-running sponsor on the show.
Right.
A 52-week rental car. That's, for you in Sacramento, that means a whole year.
Wow.
That's sweet.
It means every week you go to Blockbuster, you get yourself a video game, mm-hmm. get yourself a DVD.
Right.
Every week for free. Free rental.
Wow. In Sacramento, that's, Jesus, I mean, you couldn't give them anything better.
For a whole year, and now you can keep the movies and games you used to get for 5 nights, you now keep for 8 nights.
Wow.
And that's courtesy of Blockbuster Video. Now,
well, maybe you could have given him something better.
You will play for $250.
Nice and cool.
With the Secret Sound, number one. And I'm going to make it way easy.
Good. Well, I've heard you say that before.
This one. Now, look at me. You know I mean this when I say this. Swear to God. Mike?
I'm with you.
When I go like that, and
I know when you do the Sammy Sosa thing.
When I pound on my chest, I go,
right.
Then the point up.
Point to your maker.
It is a real legit clue.
All right, I'm ready for it.
PC. PC. Or is that even right?
That's right. Y'all but spell it out for him, Don.
PC.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I had to ask you if it was right.
Well, Mike, you'll find out when I give the answer. I mean,
God,
when we find out
when we
finally tell everybody what it is, you'll understand that right now.
All right.
I'm laying it on the line. You got a guess,
okay.
Buzz?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Write it down.
All right.
Mike, close your eyes, please.
There he is.
No, Buzz.
Okay. What was it?
Can't tell you.
Too close, I guess. Not close enough. Can he show me now since he was wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
You there, okay. For $250 to play you the sound, a common everyday sound heard in most modern homes. Sound is brought to you via the miracle of electricity and has something to do with PC. Don't answer till Mike sings like.
I got it. Sammy Davis Jr. and I need Rob's help.
Okay, I'm there.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is, the distinctive da-dunk, dunk. Da-dunk, dunk. I know, Mike, it's too darn hot.
If you have dine hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a new favorite. All right, 250 bones. What is the sound?
Well, I didn't hear it over the phone, but I've heard it before, so I'm with your clue.
Hold on, here you go. Here it is again.
Okay.
Did you hear it?
Heard it that time, yes.
All right, what is it?
With your clue, I'm going to have to say loading a floppy into the computer.
Loading a floppy disk into a computer.
Sure.
Negative.
Oh, we're sorry.
Negative. Don't forget.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, though, that every guess is a clue for you. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
Thank you in Sacramento. And Mike is now writing down his guess.
His guess.
Feverishly writing down his guess.
Mm-hmm.
No. Sorry, Mike, that's not it.
Damn it.
The lines are now open for strip trivia.
Hey, now, I'm really ready now because we have pimped this morning.
We are going to give...
I mean, this afternoon.
Strip trivia a whirl on Wednesday.
Okay. And I really think this is the greatest prize we have ever given away on strip trivia.
Oh, yeah. On Wednesday, we're giving away a 4-night, 5-day stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Hawaii, the Pink Palace of the Pacific, courtesy of TV's Funniest Family. And that, of course, would be Damon Wayans, my wife and kids. That show hits Hawaii, a 1-hour comedy spectacular.
Oh, fantastic.
Don't miss the season premiere of My Wife and Kids this Wednesday at 8 on ABC. They have given us a trip to Hawaii to give away.
Hawaii.
And this is not like staying at a Motel 8.
Oh, no.
This place, the
this
Royal...
the Pink Palace of the Pacific.
The Royal Hawaiian Hotel. It's a nice place.
It is. It is a famous place. And I think the reason they are giving the trip to this particular location is because they have shot other television shows at this particular venue. This is a wonderful place to stay.
It might have been the Brady Bunch Hotel.
I think it was.
Back in the day when the Bradys went to Hawaii.
Yeah, you know that Magnum's been there.
So we simply want to say, girls, call in now.
And Cannon, when he was only doing shows from Hawaii.
Right? Oh,
and wearing
the Batman.
Yes, and wearing slippers.
Girls, call in. We need a whole Philly after Philly after Philly after Philly. We need a stable full of Philly.
I don't think it's unreasonable to ask for 50. 50 women to play strip trivia.
Let's see if we got one right here already. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You want to play?
Yeah.
Is this a guy pretending to be a girl?
No.
All right, I believe you. What's your name?
Lisa.
Where are you from?
Gaithersburg.
Who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
Probably Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, yes.
I still think it's a guy. I'm paranoid.
Is it on Wednesday?
Yeah.
I have to work. I'm not sure if I can get out of it.
See, Mike, it's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a girl.
Yeah,
it's a girl.
A tease. Yeah, it's definitely a girl.
All right, CT.
Didn't experience that much disappointment.
Hold on a second. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Yeah, definitely a girl.
Did you mention we're giving away a trip to Hawaii?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, what'd you think of the Packers last weekend? How bad did they look?
Yeah, now you have to bear with me for a moment. Rob, do you have some polka music?
Yeah, I believe so.
Can you find me some? Because with the satellite dish, I'm able to watch all the games.
That's right. Packers had a good day yesterday.
Oh, no, Mike. No, they didn't. Brett Favre had a good day statistically.
Yeah.
But the Packers don't have Amon Green running the ball there.
Well, they won.
They won, but they barely won.
Yeah.
They had a big lead there.
Yeah.
Against Detroit, and Detroit sucks ass. And then the problem is that Detroit comes back, and they almost win the game.
Yeah, but weren't they kicking their ass so big then that they kind of crapped out at the end there because they weren't trying because they lost their focus because they had such a big lead? Okay, then.
I think that the Packers are highly overrated at 2-1 there.
Well, I just want you to know, Brett Favre's my fantasy quarterback, and I'm ready to deal here, Wade.
I'd love him. You know I'd love him.
Well, I mean,
look at my roster. Do you, let me ask
I'll
you.
I'll do a one-on-one trade with you.
Do you want one of my horses?
What's that?
Want one of my horses?
One of your St. Louis not having the great year receivers?
Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt.
I'll take Isaac Bruce with Mr. Brady.
Kiss my ass.
I think that Brett Favre is a much better quarterback than Brady. He had a good day yesterday, but he's going to have a bigger year.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you. Anyway.
The trades are open for anybody in the league. Buzz, that includes you.
I don't know about the Packers. I'm worried. I'm worried about the Packers. All right, there?
Do you really think that I would take, like, Isaac Bruce or Torrey Holt for Brett Favre? I mean, that's not fair.
Sure it is. No, it's not. Listen, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, The Rams have played like crap.
I'll take both of them.
The first 2 weeks, please. I have Tom Brady and Kurt Warner. To have Brett Favre at this point would simply be to have him as a plaything. To be able to have the quarterback of my favorite team.
If you had him, you'd start him.
Not every week.
Yes, you would.
Not every week.
Okay.
Now, and the Rams are going to break out eventually.
What would people call me then if I traded Brett Favre for Isaac Bruce?
Why,
stupid. Big time stupid.
For instance, I've looked at the schedule. Uh-huh. Next week, the Rams play the Cowboys.
Right.
If you don't think the Rams are going to score 1,000 points next week against the Cowboys.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, I'm getting, you know, I got, how many points did I get from Brett Favre this week? I got like 62 points or
right.
something like that.
Yeah.
Going up exponentially, then.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't take your deal there.
Anyway, anybody wants to deal with me, I'm ready to deal now.
Hold on, we got to break in. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hello.
You want to play?
Yes.
You really want to play on Wednesday?
I really want to play on Wednesday.
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Kim.
Kim, who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
I would think Lisa Nicole Carson from Ally McBeal.
Very
ooh,
good.
Wow.
Very good.
Baby. Hold on. Oh, how old are you? You got to be 21.
I'm 24.
24.
Excellent.
24. Hold on, please.
Love that age.
All right. That's one. That's one. God damn. I thought that was beneath your limit.
Yeah, yeah, you said 25 was the cutoff.
Yeah, but I can still love it. Sure. Hello, Donna Mike. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my name's Joe. I'm driving home from work, and I just heard about the strip trivia. I want my girlfriend to do it, but I want to know how it works so that as soon as I get home, I can talk her into doing it.
All right. Well, I see on the screen, you're calling from Philly. You've never heard of it before. It's real simple. We get as many girls as we can, and then we throw on five or six guys to make it fair.
The girls come into our studio, and then it's our studio is separated from Buzz's studio by a glass partition. So the guys are on the other side of the glass. They're not anywhere near the girls, and that's where the guys play strip trivia, and the girls do it here in the studio.
And we start with five articles of clothing, and we use Trivial Pursuit, the newest Trivial Pursuit, and we ask random questions.
All right.
Every time a girl or a guy gets a question wrong, they take off an article of clothing. By the end of the game, everybody's naked except one person. The one person who's left with clothes on wins the trip to Hawaii.
So we could both do it?
Yes, yeah, that's right. You and your girlfriend could both play.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when's the deadline to call him for this?
Soon. Today. Today.
All right, man. I should be calling back in about a half an hour then.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. And, you know, we'll cut that guy some slack because he's never heard the strip trivia sure. game before. And be nice to have him and his girlfriend come down from Philly and
absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely. You come from out of town, we don't mind. And it is a staple of the Don and Mike Show. We've been doing it for, I don't know, 10 years.
And usually the strip trivia is directly proportional to the prize we give away.
Yeah.
So this being the biggest one we've ever given away on strip trivia, it should be a great game.
Oh, and from the march on Main Street on Friday night, here is the kid I was telling you about who looked like Brett Favre.
I think this is the same kid that was pestering me most of the night.
Hello?
Yes, it is the same kid, Mike, and I would like to apologize for that.
You were. Did I ever once get really mad at you?
No, but you made it a point that you didn't want me going with you in the limo.
Yeah, well, you gotta cut me a slack burger on that one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
hey,
course.
But come on, who's your buddy? Who went over and rescued you? And I tried to hook you up with those two. There are these two girls that there was something about them, a look about them.
Mm-hmm.
They just had that F-me look.
Mm-hmm.
And,
hey, Don.
Yeah.
Guess who they left with?
Who?
Mike.
Thanks, you little germ. Were you standing outside the limo when we all left? You were.
Not,
you were, weren't
on,
you?
Well, not on purpose. I was out front.
Not on
to
purpose.
Wendell.
Not on purpose. He's right in the window.
No. I was out front talking to Wendell, and then I was like, all right, I guess I'm just going to go home now. And then the limo pulled up, and you all jumped in, and I said goodbye to Lisa. And then she's like, she asked me something like if I'd been talking to you or something, and she's like,
to give everybody a little perspective on this, would you, if you can remember it, the total of number of times you came up to Don and came up to me? What would you, just a rough guesstimate, how many times?
I can tell you, he came up to me once.
Okay.
And then I came up to him because I felt bad because he was sitting by himself.
Okay, and then how many times do you figure you came up to me?
Good God. Realistically, probably 15 to 20.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot.
I can understand why you were not invited into the limo. Goodbye, my friend.
Take it easy, guys.
Hey, good luck with the drumming.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
You want to play?
I do.
Yes.
All right.
And what's your name?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Beautiful. Celeb you think you most resemble?
I don't know her name. She was in the movie Don't Say a Word.
Oh, you mean I don't say it? You mean the Michael Douglas movie?
That's it.
Oh, never tell.
That's her.
Brittany Murphy?
That's her.
Okay. Cleaned up, I hope.
Yes.
Because in that movie, she looked like Courtney Love in that movie.
She was in Clueless, too, right?
What?
Wasn't she in Clueless, too? Didn't she play the ugly duckling in Clueless?
That's her.
Listen.
And then she cleans up really, like, spectacularly.
You're in. Hold on, Kim.
Great, thanks.
See you Wednesday. Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Where are you calling from?
From North Beach, Maryland.
You want to play?
Sure. I've played before.
Beautiful. Who is the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, last time I told you that, you disagreed with me. So I told you Meryl Streep last time.
Did we say better or worse than Meryl Streep?
You said better.
Better, good.
Did we?
That's what everyone had told me, but I disagree.
Did we ask you, are you one of the girls that we said, if we ever play Come Down Again?
Yes.
I think she might have been one of the sweatshirt girls.
I was the runner-up, if you remember. You played back in June.
I think she might have been one of the sweatshirt girls. You know, one of those surprising sweatshirt girls?
All right, where you don't know the dairy pillows that are underneath because they're hidden.
And all of a sudden, there's a mysterious bounty.
Okay, great. Hold on a second.
Yeah, that laugh would indicate it's affirmative.
Hold on a second, please. Yeah, we have a code. When girls play the game...
Mm-hmm.
You know you made an impact on us. If we say to you when you're leaving, if we say...
Come back and play again.
That would be our very, very cryptic code.
Yes.
That we're ready for you to come back.
I'm on anytime.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
First, I got to say thanks to you guys for coming back. Now that we in here in Green Bay can pick you up live.
Yeah, it's hey great. There.
Yeah, hey there. Second thing is, Mike, I know you're a Packer fan. If you want two seats to any game, I would be willing to send them to you as a belated birthday present.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
because of the humor you bring to this town.
Thank you. You know, I've always been a big Packer fan. And, you know, when I told Don to name his son Bart, I thought it was so you've got us confused. Don is the giant
Don
Packer.
Don is the giant Packer fan.
Yeah,
my dad.
That's okay.
Yeah. Goodbye.
He's going to say, keep your chin up, Don. Maybe he has some Bo Sox tickets for you.
So, listen, I'm on the airplane now.
Thanks for bringing that up, bro.
Saturday morning. Oh, and Mike, we're going to get to that.
Ooh.
The Red Sox are out of it.
Oh, dear.
And you got to pay off the bet.
Oh, dear. I know you didn't mean it.
I really didn't.
I know you didn't.
Mike, I got it written down right here on my card.
I know you do.
I was going to get to it today.
I know you were.
I'm up just red ass early on Saturday morning to get on this plane to go to Clemson, and I've got the little DVD player with me.
Right.
Because even though it's only an hour flight down to South Carolina.
It's a great time waster.
I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to get on the plane, watch a little movie, and before you know it, I'm going to be there. So, the movie I have selected is one of my all-time favorites, Jackie Brown.
Great movie.
Jackie Brown, and I just bought the DVD that has deleted scenes, and I'm watching the movie, and I've got these headphones on that minimize sound.
Yeah, noise reduction headphones.
Noise reduction headphones, and they make the movie exceedingly loud.
Those are those headphones that you've been raving about, right?
Yeah, I love them. And at one point... I can hear they're making some kind of statement to everybody on the airplane.
Right.
So rather than just take the headphones off, I pulled the jack out of the little thing there.
Oh, God.
And it was a scene in the movie with Sam Jackson and Chris Tucker. And now, I do not use the N-word on this show, and we don't let people use it. I mean, if a brother calls in and he wants to drop the N-word, it's
right.
Okay with us.
It happens occasionally, but very rarely.
Right.
And we don't like that word, no.
But just for the purpose of this story, a allow me to share you, share with you what Sam Jackson was saying.
Being familiar with Jackie Brown, I can imagine.
Chris Tucker, I swear to God, and it's early. Planes leave at 6:30 in the morning. We've been in the air about 25 minutes, and I hear something going on. I just unplug this thing, and it is Sam Jackson.
Right.
Just bailed Chris Tucker out of jail.
Right.
Beaumont, and he goes, Beaumont, you're my nigga.
Right.
You're my nigga. And I'm not the kind of nigga that would ask another nigga for a favor. But being as I'm the type of nigga that just paid 10 grand to get your nigger ass out of jail.
Oh, my.
You got to be the kind of nigga that's going to be.
And that is like screaming through the airplane?
Every head. Every head.
Oh, boy.
On the plane.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Staring at you. And I'm like a madman.
Yeah.
What I do is I just shut the thing. I shut it, but it doesn't shut off.
Oh, no. God.
It keeps going.
Yeah, I've never had that content, but I have made the mistake of unplugging the headphones, or better yet, starting the CD without the headphones plugged in, and you know those tiny little speakers they put in those remote units will scream real loud.
The worst possible scene.
Yeah. That's when you just want to see if, you know, maybe you can be like luggage and go into the overhead compartment.
And then what I'm having to do is, after this, all the people that were sitting around me on this little commuter flight, I am holding up the box saying, you know, Jackie Brown.
You weren't saying anything, right? You were just trying to show people.
I was, you know, as if to say, look, it's
Jackie Brown. It's a film.
It's a movie. It's a movie that got rave reviews.
Yeah, right.
But, boy, I was so embarrassed. Got down to Clemson, and the weather was beyond ridiculously bad.
Oh, really?
It was monsoon-type rain.
Mm-hmm.
When I arrived, and my Connie Honey was there to pick me up, my son, of course, will never get it. And God bless him. He's oblivious to the fact that my wife and I will do and have done anything for him. We went down to Clemson, one of the schools he's looking at. He's
right.
Applied there.
Mm-hmm.
It's my wife's alma mater. Mm-hmm. We went down. It wasn't a sanctioned parents visiting weekend.
Right.
It was just one of the guys who was a professor there invited Bart down to spend the weekend to find out what the school was about. And we decided to go down with him. And it was one goddamn wild weekend.
Really?
Wild.
Like partying?
Partying all around us. Now, partying not... The partying was not... The partying that was going on was... we went to the football game. We went to Clemson versus Ball State.
Right.
We went to the stadium. We went to a couple of... events before the game.
Right.
We went to a couple of events. Hi, baby.
Hi, sweetie.
Events after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And such, you know, I never went to college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never even really been and spent any amount of time on a college campus.
And this is big time football stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, there is.
I mean, that's
what,
you know, my buddy that plays for Ohio State says, you know, this is quite a bit of revelry surrounds these football games.
Now, they got a rule, no booze in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we are walking into the stadium, the guy that we were with, Eddie, who was a teacher there, who could not have been nicer, he was the guy that was on the air last week.
Right.
This guy, he is what you would hope your kid meets somewhere along the way in his educational process. This guy has such a great heart and does so much for so many kids that go to Clemson.
Right.
It wasn't like he just picked out Bart and said, I'm going to treat Bart nice.
Right.
This guy is really a friend. He is, of course, he's a member of the staff, but he's a friend to a lot of the kids.
Good.
And a lot of the kids come over to talk and to discuss their classes and just hang out. And it's a very informal environment this guy Eddie has. And I was struck by the relationships that he has with the students. And mm-hmm. they were just so open with this guy that we were at his condo and, like, and there are students just coming up and going, "Hey, Eddie, what's going on?"
Right.
Coming in, they're watching games on TV, they're mm-hmm. hanging out. He couldn't have been nicer. We're on our way to the stadium, and as we're walking in, Eddie says, "I hope you don't mind, but they don't serve alcohol in the stadium." Now, this was, what time is that, baby?
Oh, it was 1 o'clock kickoff.
Now, Frieda was already a little hammer time. She'd already had a pina colada. We were at a...
were holding hands in the rain.
Hammer time. She was a little out of it by the time we got to the stadium, so she didn't need anything. But frankly, I was looking for a drink.
Right.
We get there, and Eddie says they don't serve booze. It's a college game, but they don't serve booze.
Well, yeah, it's a college campus.
As we are walking into the stadium, and this guy, Eddie, he knows every kid that either went there,
right,
or is going there,
right,
or is thinking about going there. I mean, as we are walking to the stadium...
I mean, just to show you, he couldn't have been sweeter to us, and we just met him during the summer when we were walking around campus.
So he's just one of those guys that's a really a good advisor for the kids.
Absolutely.
He's the guy, someone else told me, he's the teacher that you can't get in their class because it's too crowded.
Right.
Exactly. And to show you how what an impression this guy made on us, we trusted Bart to stay with him
right.
and some other students on Friday night and Saturday night.
Good.
Well, Bart wanted nothing to do with us, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really Bart's choice to ditch us as fast as possible.
So we were with Eddie, and we're walking into the stadium, along with a couple of, there was a kid who had graduated and his girlfriend.
And you know, it's what you want, too. I mean, you probably want your kid to do, at this
yeah.
stage of the game, you
yeah.
want him to do
you,
that.
You talk about polar opposites between a dad and their son. Bart is more, I swear, if I didn't know better, I'd think that your genes got in him, Mike, because he meets nobody that he's not a friend to. Howard Hughes would just as soon just be with me in that.
Honey,
at a certain point during the evening, does Bart get really, really mean?
Well, no, but he hasn't. You wouldn't either except with a little lubricant. He's
right.
not to that stage yet.
Very good. Okay.
Honey, hold on a second. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, I love to hold on for this.
You want to be on the line for this?
No, I don't. I want nothing to do with this.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
You didn't make it any more clear.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
You want to play?
Yes, I want to play.
Yeah. What's your name?
Susan.
Susan, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
So, love you think you most resemble?
Last time you said Jennifer Love Hewitt.
We're getting some repeat business.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Are you one of the girls we said play again?
Sure.
Very good.
Hold on.
Looking forward to it.
Hold on a second.
We always accept repeat business on Strip Trivia.
Okay. Sorry about that, darling.
Oh, that was quick.
Yep, sure was.
So, very good.
We're walking into the stadium, and everybody, this guy Eddie, he knows everybody. And he's telling us a story about somebody, I don't know, so either a congressman, a senator, somebody.
It's like walking down the campus with the mayor.
And the story is that there's this part of the stadium there at Clemson where...
And, darling, you got to say it right.
Clemson.
Yes.
Where all of the famous people go, the dean's box or whatever it is. And in the bathroom in there, there was this guy, I don't know how many years ago, who was a senator or a congressman or something. Anyway, he would sit there. He's going number two, and he would have the door wide open. And as you would walk through this most prestigious area to watch the game, if you had to go to the bathroom, you would walk past, and here was your senator or congressman, whoever it was, taking a dump, and he would, and the door was open, and he would say, "How you doing?
Oh, my God.
You know, how about them Tigers?"
Oh, I forgot that part.
So as he is telling us this story,
right.
he says, "Oh, my God. There's his daughter right there." There's his daughter, the guy I was just telling you about.
Right.
So, of course, he brings her over, and the first thing I say is, "Hey, I understand your dad likes going number two with the door open." And she laughed because it's a true story.
And it must be all over campus.
All over campus. It happens all the time. So we're being stopped by all kinds of people who know this guy, Eddie. One guy on the way in stops and says, and he looks a little bombed. And he goes, Eddie, how you doing?
He's just at college. Just a student.
And I look at him, and I say to Eddie, this kid's bombed. He says, yeah, maybe he is. And then Eddie says, you're not allowed to drink inside the stadium. And the kid has, he unzips his pants, and he shows us this device he is wearing.
Yeah, that's what they do.
It is
oh,
not,
you know about this, Michael?
Yeah, I know. I know the game.
Yeah. There's
more liquor snuck into college football games.
No, but this is technology since you were a student.
It is a clear plastic.
There's a bladder under your clothes, and the hose comes out your zipper, your fly.
So what you do is, you either go into the bathroom with a glass.
Right.
Because they're in the stands.
Or you just sit in the stands and nonchalantly you unzip your pants.
Right.
Pull out the nozzle.
Yeah.
And fill your glass.
Absolutely.
With the beverage of your choice. Wow. And this kid has got this plastic bladder that he has strapped around his midsection.
Quite an endeavor for.
I think you and I live very protected lives. I think this is not an unusual thing. I found out later that that's a normal thing with kids.
Well, they also you'll see the alumni comes in and they probably have the little flask that they bring in.
I don't doubt it.
In their sport coats.
Mm-hmm. We went to the game. We had a great time at the game.
That's why you can't, it's hard to have a teenage party at your house. Because kids, they'll bring in Avion bottles. You never let a kid come into your house with an Avion bottle because it's filled with vodka or whatever. But then they'll wear these bladders. I think we just live a sheltered life, my darling.
See if you can get this picture in your mind.
Right.
It's now after the game. It's about 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And I'm sitting in a swing. One of those swing chairs on the front porch,
right.
at this guy's place,
right.
On campus, and I am surrounded by college students who are reveling in the story, and I have no problem telling them the great story of
Clemson won the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Telling them how I never went to college myself.
Right.
And how I went to the school.
Were you holding court?
School. It really was. I was sitting inside. I said, what is my husband doing? It was like the big chief sitting around.
And there's nothing like
Indians,
it. I mean,
all at his feet.
There's nothing like it. I mean, it's a lot of fun to hang out with kids.
They were eating it up with a spoon. I mean, I was giving them the lecture, telling them, you got a passion, and you know what you want to do with your life. Do it. I was lucky enough.
Wow.
I was blessed enough to get into radio. But how did you do it without going to college? I said, well, I never needed to because I had enough credits to graduate high school when I was 15.
Did you have a cocktail or two before you started the lecture?
That's all you do?
My dad let me leave the house, and the one thing that I said to them that I really regret that came back to me maybe 20 times throughout the night was, I said, at one point when I was just at my most Mike's Hard Lemonaded out of my head, I said, I want to tell you kids something. That hard work is all you need. You're looking right now at the dumbest millionaire in America.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You were ass-faced to say that.
And then my wife and I leave and walked into the town and had dinner. And, I got back to feeling normal. And we walked back into the place. Everybody said, hey, it's the world's dumbest millionaire. All these kids.
Oh, my God.
That's how they were introducing me.
Oh, no.
They'd say,
that's when you hang your head.
You know, John and Natalie, this is Bart's dad, Don. He's the world's dumbest billionaire.
they were busting your chops.
Yeah,
sorry.
They were busting my chops, and it got to be 9 o'clock. I had arrived very early. We went right from the airport to the game.
Right
from the airport to Eddie's house to the game. then back to Eddie's house, then back downtown to the college area, then back to Eddie's house, then back to downtown to have dinner, then back to Eddie's house. And by 9 o'clock, when this party was really just starting to get rolling...
The toddler hours kicked in.
You know me.
Right.
I just said to Frida, I said, honey, I can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
Can't keep your
eyes
open.
Well, WDM, it's time to go.
What?
World's dumbest millionaire.
Oh,
dumbest millionaire. The world's dumbest millionaire
He was sleeping. Very cute. We went by. I was giving him the tour as we were driving away, and I said, look in these buildings. I used to live in this dorm, and now it must be a bunch of sororities in the dorm, because he said, why are there radio station call letters on this? I said, what? He said, it says, AXQ, that's a radio station. No, I said, no, darling, that's not a Q, that's an Alpha Chi Omega.
Might have been a clue that it was time for bed.
You know, excuse me for, being interested.
Well,
you know.
I appreciate it, because I said, no, that's a sorority, and you said, well, that's for girls, right?
And thank God I got out of going to see your inbred cousin.
Oh, God.
At one point...
And my cousin, this particular cousin...
Oh, it's not inbred, no.
...is the neatest cousin I have, and I just left you at home. That's on purpose.
She said, I'm going to go see my cousin. I said, I'm really, really not up for it.
No, you weren't invited.
What?
I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't invite you.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Oh, yeah. Well, I knew you'd say no. I said, do you want to meet a cousin you've never met, or would you rather just go on back and have a drink?
I'll stay. So she got out of seeing her cousin. Finally, we've had enough. I mean, I've had enough.
Right.
I realize now that I'm surrounded. It's like a scene out of Animal House where I'm surrounded by too many things are happening around me. And all
Animal House.
Hey.
Too many.
Hey, it's the dumb millionaire. How you doing? How about that game today? And I mean, you know, it couldn't have been nicer.
We have a Dean Wormer.
But all of a sudden, I realized it was enough. Yeah. And I said to Frida, we got to go.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to meet Carmine?
We got to. No.
The mayor of the town where Faber is located. I don't want those drunken riots with myself.
So we got to go. So as we're leaving, of course, we had to take the trip down memory lane. Frida said she wanted to drive past her dorm or whatever it was, the frat house, whatever, wherever.
Frat house, that's right.
The cafeteria, whatever. We're driving past all this, and I'm trying so hard to act like I really give an ass. But at this point, I don't, because I'm so freaking spent.
Right. Tired.
I'm so spent. And I said to her, I made the mistake of saying to her when we were done, I said, wow, I'm so tired. I said, God, I had to be nice to all those people in Philadelphia on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to be nice to all those people at our appearance on Friday night. And then I had to be nice to all these people all day today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just...
You're ready to be a prick.
I'm so tired of being... And she turns to him and says, well, is it too much for you to be nice to people 3 days in a row? I said, yes, too much to be nice 3 days in a row.
Yeah, it gets to you after a while. You got to be evil for a while.
It drove me nuts, but...
Believe me, yeah.
I don't know if Bart is going to select...
Justifying my own
Clemson
behavior.
...as his school.
No, we have more to visit.
Hmm.
Oh, honey.
So after that, after all that, he's still undecided, huh?
No, I think he's got a little game going here where I think he really likes Clemson, but he wants to go visit other friends at other schools.
Sure.
So he says, well, I haven't made my final decision yet.
You know, that's great. I mean, that's what good grades and, good SATs and all that, that'll do for you. I mean, he's got all these options. With me, it was just a letter-writing campaign.
And, of course, it doesn't...
Desperate letter-writing campaign.
It doesn't hurt when you've got the world's dumbest millionaire who was willing to take you anywhere to any town you want to go to.
Well, where are you going next? What's the next tour?
He wants to hit UVA and do some Virginia schools, because if he goes to school in Virginia and we live here, it's a deal.
He is sold on Clemson. I am positive he's sold on it, and I was sold on it. I mean, I never having gone to college myself.
Have you thought about the Eagles?
AU?
Have you thought about him visiting the campus of the American University?
The one thing I did have to do was stop myself. They had, in the town there, by where the college is, they had a store, a Nike store.
Right.
Where they sold stuff.
Like Clemson stuff?
Like the shirt I have on.
Okay.
And I had to stop myself.
Yeah.
Because I don't know for sure that Bart's going there.
Yeah, so you can't turbo load up. When he goes there...
Well, we walked in the store and I said to Frida, the only thing that this even remotely approaches is when you walk into the Packers store at Lambeau Field. I mean, there was everything.
Yeah, they are a well-equipped school. They have so much clothing. I told you the story about when I was at American University and our soccer team played them in the NCAAs and went down to Clemson and came back with all these sweatsuits that they stole out of the locker room. We were all, everybody on my dorm floor had a Clemson Tiger Paw sweatsuit.
But they got great merchandise, and I had to stop myself, you know, because I realized, well, what if he doesn't go to the school?
Right, exactly.
I'm going to have all this stuff.
Sure.
But I'm ready for him to go. Hell, I was ready to sign up.
Rodney. That would have been Bart's greatest fear. We had such a good time, we could move.
Thornton Mellon.
We could move there, and we left him against my best wishes. We left him a second night.
Right.
But because we trusted Eddie with the teacher.
Right.
And Eddie was nice enough to get up and bring Bart to our hotel. And
he wanted to hang out in the frat house the first night. I mean, so that's where he was most of the night.
Yeah, and I heard all kinds of things, man. I mean, now I see why you liked college so much.
Goddamn right.
I mean, it has really nothing to do with...
The best times of my life.
Nothing to do with getting an education.
Well, there was, in my sophomore year, there was an awareness. There was an awakening. I like to call it the year of the awakening. And let me tell you something. Once that awakening took place, there was just no holding me back.
All I know is that about...
Standing up, sitting down, Jesus.
About 5:30 on Saturday afternoon, I was surrounded by the leaders of tomorrow. They were just saying in unison, as we clicked our glasses, you're the coolest dad in the world.
Oh, that's nice.
Man, I wish my dad was as cool as you are.
What a blast. What a blast. Do you use bad language?
Oh, you bet.
Really?
You bet.
There you go. Liberally.
Drop the F-bomb all the time.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, sure. I'm the world's dumbest millionaire. Why not?
How bombed were you when you said that?
I was so bombed.
I'm the world's dumbest millionaire.
Look at me. Look at me.
Right.
I'm a classic American success story.
Oh, my God. That is too funny.
But we had a good time.
Yeah.
Well,
it sounds like there's good karma down there for your whole family at that school.
We had a really good time.
Excellent.
Didn't we, honey?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Yeah, went great. So, anyway, that was that. And I got on a plane to come back. I mean, there's no way. I mean, I'd had enough time with my wife all day Saturday that there's no way I was going to be in a car for 10 hours driving back. And plus, I had to come back to watch the game yesterday.
Yeah,
of course.
Football Sunday.
That was my whole schedule. So I just got on the plane and came back. And
so by the time what time did you get back on Sunday?
I walked in my door at 12:30.
That's just about the time I was recovered from Friday night.
Perfect.
Meanwhile, I drove back and got back 6:30.
Yeah, your choice.
Yeah, well, all right.
Your choice, honey.
And I guess, I mean, Frida's, your experience there, I guess you're jacked to have him go there too, right?
You know, I am a really good mom because I do want him to go wherever he's happy.
Okay.
But if he goes there, that would be fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, we could live with that.
Yeah.
All right, baby, I love you.
All right, love you too, sweet pea.
And boy, we had some good South Carolina sex.
Oh, God.
You made me proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I go back to my alma mater. It brings back a little bit of the college girl back.
There you go.
Did a little improvising on Saturday night in the room.
A little co-ed action.
Okay, I'm hanging up now. Okay, that's enough. I know, we didn't bring it. Okay, that's enough. Really.
Yes, Rob, the South rose again.
You were just like a co-ed.
That's it.
We got back to the
same energy level.
I was so dead tired.
Yeah.
I was ready to go to sleep. All the places my wife was taking her clothes off. Yeah. And I said, hey.
Yeah, usually, if I don't want to be bothered, I have to hide when I do that.
Right.
Come on.
He's just like, put on the nightie and just like crawl across the floor so he doesn't see you.
The world's dumbest.
He gets one glimpse.
The world's dumbest horny millionaire wants some sack.
World's dumbest millionaire, Brahma Bull style.
If I take a sock off in front of him, it's all over.
Climb on.
Oh, my God.
Climb on, baby.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
All right, goodbye, sweet bee.
I love you.
I love you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like you two had a great weekend.
We did.
Yeah, nice.
Christ. Christ. I just wish my kid knew half of what we do for him.
But it sounds like you're enjoying it, and that's good, too.
No, we had a great time. We really, really did. And if I was asked once, the last night, I know we're way late, Rob.
Really late.
But if I was asked once, I was asked 100 times every time I would meet somebody.
Right.
How come you're not on down here anymore?
Well, we ought to be on down there. You know, it was a great market for us when we were on. I will never be able to figure that out.
And, you know, people think it's as easy as...
Don't they have a college station down there?
The Peak.
That was our station. And
what is the Peak now? Is the Peak still
the Peak? It's hip-hop.
Ah.
Now it's hip-hop.
Yeah.
Because that's what the world needs, another hip-hop station.
Well, I sure hope we can catch on. I mean, there are a lot of radio stations down there in Greenville, and I hope we can get on one.
Anyway, I heard that an awful lot, and that was the closest I came to getting mad about the 50th time that someone said to me, how come you're not on down here?
Yeah, no, because we had a pretty good following down there.
Yeah, we had a great following down there. Anyway, very nice college-type weekend.
There you go. And you're thinking about enrolling yourself.
Yeah.
Back to school.
Taking some summer courses. Well, some of the courses that they were
telling me. Hey, Kurt Vonnegut.
Some of the courses they were telling me about. Please. They really have a class. Someone was telling me. One of these kids was telling me his schedule. I guess he's a junior.
Right.
He said that this year, two of his classes involve watching television.
Yeah.
Two of his classes are you watch television and then you go to class and you analyze what you saw on TV.
There you go.
And that counts as college education.
Well, you know why. Two words.
Why?
Football program.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Amen.
Those guys have to have some courses they can pass.
Yeah. And thanks to those who got me out on the field. For the Clemson Ball State game.
Is it a nice stadium down there?
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yeah.
If you like sitting on metal bleachers.
There you go.
The entire game.
He is, and
having your ass soaking wet because it's pouring rain.
Did they womp on the Ball State, what are the Ball State Cardinals?
They didn't cover the spread.
Oh, really?
That's all I know. The spread was 26. They didn't cover the spread. People were mad about that.
They have a band? Clemson have a band?
You bet they had a band.
Cool.
And the whole, it's a big C-L-E-M-S-O. Yes, I was suckered into the pageantry of it all.
Sure. AU, we had a band at AU.
Did you really?
Yeah, punk band.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. These two DAs agree on only one thing. Ass play.
Show is coming your way. Friends just love that Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
They're not only bastards, they're tasteless bastards. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right, right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey. You guys know that the Frog is still writing his column, but it's just on AOL now.
Larry King?
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Hey, you know, that's a pretty good heads up right there.
Thank you, my friend. We'll have someone look into that.
Hi.
Hi, Don, on my show.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I was just calling about the trip to Iceland. I wonder if you guys are still giving it away.
Oh, yes.
I didn't want to call up and just ask for it, so I was wondering what I could do for it.
I got something planned. We're going to play a game.
All right.
Just wait. We are giving away a trip to Iceland every day this week, courtesy of IcelandAir.com.
Wow. So many trips, so many prizes. What a show. What a show.
Yep. Stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
That's a horn doggy right there.
And, of course, the trip to Hawaii, that is for Strip Trivia on Wednesday, and girls,
ladies are always welcome.
Still looking for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what'd you drop?
Hello?
What did you drop? Hi, what did you drop?
Oh, me?
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing my dishes.
Careful.
Hey, hey. You know, I went to Clemson. I'm from the South.
Quit smelling my belly button.
Well, I was actually at the grocery store. My husband called, and he said, "Hi, Don and Mike are talking about Clemson and how awesome it was." And they
quit smelling my belly button.
Professor named Eddie. And I said, "Oh, my God, Eddie. Eddie, the speech teacher. I hooked up with Eddie."
Oh, my.
And if you hung out with him, you had a really good time.
You hooked up with Eddie?
Yeah.
Couldn't be the same guy.
Couldn't be the same guy?
Couldn't be the same guy.
Oh, darn. Because this guy, oh, okay. Well, good.
Well, describe him.
This guy, black curly hair, party animal. I don't know. That's about it.
Well, his hair's not curly.
Six.
Pardon me?
6 foot.
6 foot? No, this guy was short.
Gosh, okay, well.
This Eddie was shorter than me.
What did he teach?
This guy's a speech teacher.
No, this guy works in communication.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not speech, Mike.
I know.
I know it's broadcast communication.
Maybe it's the same guy. I don't know. Because he was, what was there in 89?
You were there in 89?
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of guys when you were at Clemson?
No, not at all. I didn't even know he was a professor until after a couple of days.
Right.
I figured it all out. I was a Bengal babe.
So was my wife.
Wow.
In the football recruiting, yeah.
Really? Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Are you blonde?
Well, I'm brunette.
Yes.
Quit smelling my belly button.
You have to ask my husband.
All right, bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. What does she major in?
BJ's. Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
See ya. You got a BA and BJ.
I think you are going to love Clemson so much. Let me just fix you up.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Roundhouse is designed to look like two handcuffs. It's two round buildings.
It was actually designed that way?
Yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
Did you put Joe Ordinger on the website?
What website? We don't have a website.
Yes, you do.
We don't have an official website. Well, which one are you talking about?
Can I tell you something? I don't think we should like Muslims because I don't know anybody from Moslia, but I think they're all mean and they smell funny.
All right, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike. I don't get it. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike. How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, remember those great days of the jingle contest? That was fantastic. Monday Night Football thing I did.
You know, that was one. I can't believe how good that was.
You know what? We are never doing that contest again, though, because don't you remember the last time we did it? We begged and begged for months for people to, Mike, we begged and begged for people to call in with homemade, to get in their garages, to get in their studios.
Yes.
With the jingles.
Right.
And nobody sent any in. And then
when we started complaining, they came pouring in.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that again.
I know.
I don't want to.
I didn't have much fun doing it either.
I don't want to go through the exercise.
You know, what I remembered about the jingle contest, which made me laugh, was the bad ones were the fun.
Yeah.
Ones. Oh, yeah. When the really horrible ones, like, you know, "Hey, Don and Mike, we're two kids. We hope you like this." It was kind of an epiphany for us.
Well, no, that's a great one.
I mean, well, those were the ones I enjoyed.
But
then we get one like that Monday Night Football one, which was pretty well done.
Very professional.
But I guess what I'm really looking for, I guess, is just bring back the oldies. Let's hear some of those again. Those are classic.
Oh, I agree. You know, bring back some of the old jingles.
I have tried to work some of the old stuff,
right,
some of those old jingles back, and now that we're back in the afternoon.
Right.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, love you guys. You are the best.
Thank
ever.
Thank you. The homemade jingle contest is something really... I remember...
I was as mad as you were.
I was so pissed.
Right.
I really swore never again.
Yeah, because of how much we had to do. And there was a deadline that we had, and nobody sent it in by the deadline. And then once we started complaining, they all just poured in like people all of a sudden woke up.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are
Hi.
You?
We're great, thank you.
Don, I was just wanting to say, let Bart know that if he hooks up with a girl from a different race to... be sure to tell her up front that it's just a hookup thing and not something where he's going to take her home to meet mom and dad.
Why? Where'd that come
Hold
from?
Hold on.
Why?
Now, let's say my
Wait,
son...
You got some issues here. Hold on a second.
Let's say my son was to hook up with a sister.
Great.
Why would that be a problem?
It wouldn't be a problem necessarily, but just to be up front, because my experience was pretty bad when I went off to college.
No, what do you mean? I mean, you would have sex with a white guy and he would make you think that there was more to the relationship, or what?
Well, I went out with a white guy and I thought there was more to the relationship, and then he told me, I like you a lot, but can't really take you home to mom and dad, sorry, bye. You know, kind of.
Honey, that's his parents. That's his parents' problem. I mean, and...
Rob's
right, that's like if you were dating Rob's kid. I have no problem with anybody... of any skin.
Right. No, I mean, and you know, and that would be just fine.
Except Chinese.
Stop it.
That's where you draw the line.
That's where I draw the
you
line.
You don't mean that.
No Chinese or Japanese.
Stop it. You don't mean that.
All right, guys.
Hey, honey, can I tell you something?
What's that?
I have experienced chocolate love myself. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I know what it's about.
Uh-huh.
I have not.
So what, are you Mr. Jungle Fever now?
I have been there.
Uh-huh.
And
Buzz, have you been there?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I guess that would mean Rob, have you?
Oh, please.
Yeah, of course not. So Rob doesn't count for this. So I would be the only one of the three that has not experienced that, and I would also like to mention that I'm separated.
Uh-huh. I would, as a matter
who
of fact...
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, I don't know. I don't resemble anyone. Neil Long. Not that you'd know her, but...
Who?
Neil Long.
Neil Long. All right, well, look,
Neil Long.
Honey, listen, don't worry. If Bart was to hook up with a sister, bring her home, we treat her fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We treat her fine.
Just don't fry up any chicken, okay?
Listen, here's
what is your current status?
I'm
happily married?
Yeah, that's it.
Here's exactly what...
No, wait a minute.
Why was that so hard to get out?
Are you or aren't you?
Okay, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That was an uptight lady.
Very mysterious.
I don't know why you would think that of me. I mean, we've been a lot, but I'm very open towards all races.
I know
if Bart was... Let me tell you.
I think she sounded sexy.
I'll run down a couple of different scenarios.
All right.
Let's say he comes home one weekend from college... And he's got a Chinese girl with him, okay? And he says, Dad, I want you to meet the cream of some young guy. She's my girlfriend, and I would say, that's great. Immediately, what I would do is get out makeup, you know, that powder makeup.
Yes.
Make her look like a China doll.
Mm-hmm.
Put her in the geisha uniform.
Yeah. Right.
And she could service all of us. Yeah. Not sexually, of course.
No.
But she could, you know, make us egg rolls and California rolls.
Your fantasy will not be realized. It would never work.
Not going to happen.
My wife and I would be happy if Bart brought home she could do the wash. If my wife and I were to be so blessed, our son would bring home a Hispanic girl.
Yes.
I would immediately say, hello, it's Maria.
Mm-hmm.
A pleasure to meet you. That's where the lawnmower is.
Stop it.
Yeah. No, come on.
No, I mean, you're fine with anybody.
I'm fine with anybody.
Right.
As a matter of fact.
However.
What?
You're fine with everything?
Yeah.
Every possible, every part, you know, even...
Even what? Even what?
Even if he brought home another boy.
A man?
Yes.
I I would have no choice in the matter. However, I
feel
tell
the
you
same
this.
Way about my daughter. I really would feel the same way about my daughters if that was the way it was. But it's different.
But
you
know, I know
it
my
is,
son.
It is different in our society for guys.
But Mike, I know my son.
Right.
No offense to those of you out there, you men who like S&D. My son's no fag. But if he was to be a fag, I'd be okay with it.
Right. I really wouldn't have a problem with my daughter bringing home anybody.
All right, here is my kid now. Hey, Barty.
Uncle Mark, I'm offended.
Well, you know, you've offended me a couple of times over the years, Bart. I didn't mean anything by it, so don't worry about it.
I am deeply offended.
It was completely and totally a hypothetical situation. Wow. But
well,
hey, Bart, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right.
Never.
Right, absolutely.
But for the hypothetical, I'm not bringing anyone home with me.
So you won't bring anyone home?
No.
Why?
Not because I won't have someone.
Why wouldn't you? Listen, no, you're saying that now because that's the age you are now. But eventually, maybe not in college, but when you meet the one...
It's very important when you meet the one that she meets the family.
You'll bring her home.
No, I'd like to shield her from meeting the family.
You're from the immediate family.
That's funny.
Shield her.
Maybe she can meet Ben.
Who's that? Your cousin?
Yeah.
Like Ben would be the only one in the family she'd get to meet?
Possibly grandma or grandpa, but nobody else.
Not me or mom?
No.
No, not me.
I'm not going to hold it back, no.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later.
I love you. I love you and all, but that's nice. No.
I know. I love you, too. I'm feeling the love.
Did I lose my game horribly?
Barty, go to the website. We're up to D. Lose.
I think he's down by 24 points. Doesn't he have a kicker and a defense going tonight?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, then maybe you're not out of it.
Not
I don't
over
know.
Yet.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Never.
Bart.
Yes?
I said that.
What?
I said that I didn't think you swung that way, but if you did...
Was he talking about that or talking about bringing home somebody to the family?
Bringing home someone.
Oh, I thought you were in the gay thing again.
Well, that too, never.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Just hold on for one second. You tell me another dad. You're telling me, and I know you're kidding, about bringing somebody home, and that's fine because we're on the radio, but you tell me another dad who could be as cool as I was this weekend down at Clemson.
No. I said I love you to death.
But what, you're afraid that...
Other people
won't love me?
Yeah.
Well, some people get the wrong impression.
Yeah, they wouldn't understand.
You tell me one person at Clemson this weekend who got the wrong impression.
Dad, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Oh, my God.
Who didn't like me? No. Really, who didn't like me?
No good can come of this.
Really, I didn't talk to the people you talked to.
And I'm telling you, they love me.
They loved you.
They loved me.
The WDM.
But how many 19-year-old girls did you talk to?
Actually, quite a few.
That's just shady, Dad.
That's just shady. Bart, I was sitting out on the front porch. They were out there with the guys. We were all talking. I wasn't talking sex talk with them.
Is that what you told Mom?
Yeah.
All right. You know what?
Somebody is a little too full of piss and vinegar today.
No.
For me to deal with. Yes. Yes.
No, I'm saying I love you to death.
No, that's the new thing. I love you to death.
I love you to death.
No, it's like what you're
killing me.
I love you to death, but please, come on, get out of here.
All right,
goodbye.
Bye.
I love you to death.
He cracks me up.
I love you to death.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah, how tall is Barty?
Bart is 6'2".
Oh, how'd you think?
6'2"? He sure is.
Wow.
Jesus Christ, when did he get to be 6'2"? When's the last time you saw him?
Kind of like 6 months, maybe, something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, what about him?
Oh, I was wondering how you felt if he brought home little person.
Yeah, how would you feel about that?
A good question.
I need the clown music.
Are you a wee one?
I have family members who are wee ones.
Dwarves?
Just about.
Don dated a small person once.
Buzz, I didn't date her. I banged her for money.
Okay, there you go.
I banged her for money from other discharges.
You got the money, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
If he brought home a midget, that would be fine with me.
A little person.
Dwarf or a little
right,
person.
A dwarf.
Yeah, Scott will get mad.
Okay.
All right, see.
Scott will have the whole Little Kings rock group in here.
Imagine that. He comes home with a gay midget. Diana, I want you to meet. Hi, I want you to meet Scott.
He's Chinese.
He makes his own jewelry.
Scott Chang.
This is my lover, Scott Chang.
Man, oh man. It'll be fun in the house tonight.
All right, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I was just wondering, speaking of jingles, if you could tell us whatever happened to Jingle Boy. That little boy that his mother used to make him sing on the radio all the time.
Rob's making the He Sleeps With the Fishes sound.
I mean, no idea about that.
Rob says he passed away.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I was hanging out with you guys on Friday. Just wanted to call and say thanks. I had a good time.
Oh, well, thank you for coming out.
Yeah, I had a real good time. How about the waitresses over there? Jeez.
Yeah, waitresses are pretty hot at that place, Bridges, yeah.
One girl that was waiting on you guys was exquisite.
Very nice.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was the staff and the management over there couldn't have been better.
All right, we got a break. You know, we've not even touched on the Sopranos yet or the Emmys, and we've got the trip to Iceland to give away. All of that coming up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike.